Lesson number four is that you can do it. That's right. You have the power to heal yourself. Look, I already told you in lesson number one who to listen to. You. And in lesson number two, I told you that what you have to do is take responsibility for your health, responsibility for your life. And in lesson number three, I told you how to do it. All you have to do is stop doing exactly what you've been doing that made you ill and start doing some new, healthier things. Remember, not being the average American. And now, finally, I just want you to know that I know you have what it takes to get well. You have what it takes to make this happen. You have what it takes to create your healing miracle or any level of health that you want. Look, I travel all over the world and I meet thousands of new people all the time. And there's one thing that I know about people. They're smarter than most think and they're more powerful. Look, I know that if you put your mind to it, you can do anything you want. So all you really have to do is put your mind to getting well, putting your mind to healing yourself and creating a great level of health in your life. That's all you have to do. And you know what? I know you can do it because I did it with all my patients. Whether you know you can do it is another thing. But I know you have the ability, you have the power, and you have all the smarts you need. You don't need any books. You can do it on your own. Look, I had a girl in my clinic that came in with a serious breast cancer. She had a malignant tumor in her left breast that was over 2 inches in size, a very large one. And she had visited three different surgeons who all agreed, remove the breast immediately. In fact, cut out all the lymph nodes, do a radical. Let's chop out all the meat so there isn't anything there. So she had already decided that's what she was going to do. But she came to me because she was smart enough to know that the surgery alone wouldn't fix the problem. Oh, sure, it might cut out the cancer, but she knew that she knew. She knew that she knew how to grow the cancer again. She knew how to make it because she had that dysfunctional physical, emotional, and spiritual lifestyle. So she was smart enough to come to see me so that after she had the surgery to remove the breast and all the lymph nodes and all the muscle and tissue, that she would learn from me how to create a healthy lifestyle, how to not be the average American, because the prognosis was that she would get another cancer within 10 years, if not within 5 years. So she didn't want that to happen. But I tried to talk her out of having her radical surgery, and she said, look, Dr. Schultz, please respect me. It took a lot for me at my young age, and she was still in her 20s, to decide to have this surgery, so please don't upset me. And I thought, fine, and I went on and talked. But in a few minutes, I asked her again. I said, you know, you can do something about this. You can remove this cancer naturally. All you have to do is change yourself. And of course, if you have a radically progressive or a rapidly progressing serious killer disease, well, then you might have to do some extreme healing. But I said that you can do it. And she got a little teary-eyed, and she goes, please, Dr. Schultz, you're being disrespectful. I already told you that I decided to have this surgery and that I'm going to have it. All I want from you is to tell me how to live my life so I don't get another cancer. And I said, fine. But a little while later, I said, you know, summer's coming up, and I wonder what it's going to look like when you're in a bikini. And she got really upset on that one. And she said, Dr. Schultz, I'm going to leave your office. You're being really rude to me. I told you it took a lot for me to decide this, to have this type of horrendous surgery at my age. But I've decided to do it, and I've made the decision. And now I just want you to show me how to live my life so it won't come back. And I said, fine. And I kept talking, and a few more minutes later, I said to her, I said, but what about if you're with a friend, and they decide to slip their hand up your blouse, and they get a handful of rubber? And at that point, she punched me with all her strength in my chest and knocked me totally off my stool. She was on my examination table onto the floor where I hit my head on the hardwood floor, and I remember seeing things spinning. And I thought to myself, if she would use half the energy that she just had in anger and in physically punching me to heal herself, she could blow that cancer right out of her body. So I told her that, and you know what? I was able to convince her. And in 7 days, the tumor had shrunk 50%, and in 10 days, the cancer was dissolved in her body. There was no more cancer. And that was many, many years ago, almost two decades ago, and she's never had cancer again. Now, what's the point here? The point is that we are extremely powerful and tough people. And if we would just take that energy and put it into our healing process, can you imagine what we would be able to do? I mean, I don't want you thinking you're wimpy, because I know all the extremely tough things that you've had to endure, that you've gone through in your life, and that you've made happen. Now I'm just asking you to take that same energy and direct it in a positive way. Directed in creating a healing lifestyle. And if all you want to do is feel better and have more energy, you will feel better than you ever imagined possible. And you will have so much energy, you're going to have to meditate to get yourself asleep at night. Now, if what you wanted was to heal yourself of a serious disease, it's gone. And if you wanted to heal yourself of a killer disease, that's gone too. Because if you will just use all your power, energy, and ability to be well and heal yourself, you can heal yourself of anything. Now, to close things, I'd like to say you got two choices. You can add up all the ways you don't like me and the message that I just gave you. Oh, he swore. Well, get over it. Who are you, the Pope? I swore to get your attention and help you get healthy and save your ass. And after working 20 years in the clinic, I'll damn near do anything to make that happen. Your other choice, and the one that I like better, is to focus on you. Not me, but on you. See, I bet on you, because I know that you can create anything, including a long, healthy, happy life, if that's what you want. I'll give you the tools and the know-how, but I know you can do it, because I know you've got what it takes. Now, you might ask, how can this guy help me when everyone else couldn't? It's quite simple. They were educated in disease, and your healing potential is very limited when a doctor tries to heal you without your help by just killing your disease when you don't participate. On the other hand, I'm going to get you to change. I'm going to get you to be in charge. And when you're in charge and you live a healthier life, any healing, any level of health is possible. Have no doubt about it. I am a miracle worker, and I spent 20 years in the clinic helping people either heal themselves from killer diseases, turning their lives around to achieving levels of health that they couldn't even imagine possible. I'm going to educate you in a life where you can achieve health beyond your wildest dreams. I'm going to show you how to heal yourself of anything, but the choice is yours. So in closing, I'd like to read you a poem from my dead patients. See, they're dead and they're gone, but they have a few words for you, so listen up. Hey guys, we screwed up. Don't make our same mistakes. Don't hold back. Don't be stingy. We all waited until it was too late, and now we're sitting on our deathbeds, gasping our last breath. We all agree we wasted our lives. We didn't really live. We would do anything for a few more hours, even a few more minutes. But all we can do now is warn you, tell you that you're making the same mistakes we did. We regret letting our fear and complacency rule our lives. We didn't go far enough. We didn't live enough. We didn't love enough. We didn't take enough chances. We kept our mouths shut and didn't say what we really wanted to say. We should have trusted more, believed more, laughed more, loved more. We should have taken more risk and lived life to its fullest. We should have traveled more, worked less, and had more sex. Now, it's too late for us, and we are just filled with unfulfilled wishes and dreams, and so many unlived dreams. So please don't make our same mistakes. Take the chance, take the leap, and live life and love life to the fullest. Well, can we learn from them? Can we learn from the experience of my dead patients? I hope so. So let's recap what we've learned. First, always listen to your heart. Listen to your guts. You are always right, and you're the best judge of knowing what is right for you. Second, you have to heal yourself. Run from anyone that's trying to heal you or thinks they can heal you. They can't. Only you can heal yourself by taking responsibility for your own health and creating a new life. Third, whatever any doctor says about your illness or disease, well, if you continue to live like the average American, then they're right. But if you decide, here's the radical word, to change, then your healing possibilities are limitless. Yes, great health, endless energy, vitality, it's all yours. All you have to do is stop killing yourself and begin a new healthy lifestyle. And last, you're more powerful than you think. You're stronger than you give yourself credit for. You're more intuitive. You're smarter. You have what it takes to turn your life around and create great lasting health.